We are coming off a weekend that was bookended by strong thunderstorms. We had a round of rough weather on Friday night. Another round of some heavy downpours rolled through last night. The steady and heavy rain has pushed off to our east, but we're still stuck in the clouds this afternoon. We have a warm front that is stuck to our southwest. It's really not moving very quickly, so in fact that warm front is basically transitioning now to a stationary front. And for most of us, we are in the cooler air north of the front this afternoon. The only exception is across the far southwest. There are portions of the Catskills that have bumped up into the upper 70s and low 80s, but in most areas, temperatures are holding in the upper 60s and low 70s on this Monday afternoon. Moving through the night, the weather pattern will not change much, so we are going to keep things mainly cloudy. We will have some areas of mist, drizzle, and fog around, and we could even see a few showers come through. There might even be a thunderstorm southwest of Albany, a bit closer to that front. Overnight low temperatures will be running in the middle 50s to low in mid 60s. Then as we work into the day tomorrow, we'll see a cold front approach from the northwest. That'll bring us a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It looks like the best chance for showers and storms will be during the morning across areas north and west of Albany, right around late morning through early afternoon in and around the capital region, and then during the middle to maybe late afternoon for areas to the south and southeast of the capital region. Of course, the exact timing of the front will determine exactly when those showers and storms will occur, and there's potential that some of these storms tomorrow could be on the strong side. Temperatures will be mild, running basically in the 70s in the mountains to around 80 or so in the valleys. High pressure builds in tomorrow night. That will deliver a quiet night and a quiet day on Wednesday, and then there's another shot at some rainfall by Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, patchy drizzle and fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms during the morning, breaks of afternoon sunshine developing, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, patchy drizzle and fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms during the morning, then breaks of afternoon sunshine will develop, high in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, patchy drizzle and fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, patchy drizzle and fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms through early afternoon, then breaks of sunshine will develop with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, high in the 70s to around 80, and on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers and storms with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.